We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות דורות.
Hi everybody, we continue from yesterday, we are in verse 42, within תיקון, Hesser, the ten tikkun by Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein, which is Ma'alot HaSulam. Tikkun ze, u'etzel tzadikim gmurim. This tikkun, that we spoke about, the tzitzit and tefillin, are by complete righteous. She'em metaknim kezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mitzvot tzitzit, that they fixing the throne of God, the chair of God, through the mitzvah of tzitzit, through the priest of tzitzit. Umoridim, klomar, they bring down, meaning, mamshichim lo mochin da'arat chokma. They are bringing the mochin, the energy, the light of wisdom, how? Through the pray of the tefillin, or through the putting on tefillin. Vomdim lefanav, betfila, and they stand in front of him with pray. Lebonenoim mitzvot tzitzit tefillin, kashor la'ol uchamor la'mosah. If the person is mediocre, when he put the tzitzit and the tefillin, they are like bull to be sacrificed and like donkey to carry the burden. Or b'Shabbat, shu yom menucha, and Shabbat, when it's a day of rest, ne'emar b'hem, leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha. It's already written that your bull and donkey has to rest. So that's for mediocre. It's a great preparation for Rosh Hashanah. במצוות ורשעים, what about wicked people? במצוות ציצית תפילים. So it's interesting. Wicked people put תפילים in ציצית. Interesting, right? We would think about wicked people, they don't do anything. According to that, according to Rav Brandwein, רשע can be also doing all the precept, or some of them. הם מקשרים לכל המקטרגים שלהם. When רשע put ציצית ותפילים, through that spiritual tool, they connect to all the persecutor. It's a crazy thing. You're already doing wonderful thing. That's actually connecting you to all the negative force of yourself. How can that be? How can that be? So we need to explain it. Biur advarim. Tzadikim, benonim, v'reshaim. Righteous, mediocre, and wicked. And I'm American. Tzadikim. What is tzadik? What is righteous? הם הנקראים לשם מצדיקים את השגרתו לדברך שמו. If you want to know who is righteous, is the people who are justify the השגחה, the supervision of the creator. Meaning, דיינו שזכו לתשובה מאהבה. They do תשובה, they do repentance from love, that all the negative thing that they did purposely calls donot, נעשו להם זכויות. Come as if they did something right. That's from the Talmud, from the Zohar, from the Hakdamah of the Zohar. רב אשלג, שפרושו שלא זה לבד שהשם אוכל לו על העברות שעשה בזדון, not only God forgive him for the negative thing he did purposely, אלא כל העבירה בזדון, שעשה נהפך לו למצווה או לזכות. Everything he did purposely become a מצווה, become a merit. ואחרי שזוכה האדם להארת פנים במידה כזו, when a person reached that level, הנה נמצא סס ושמח על כל רגשי היסורים והמקובים, then he's extremely happy and excited for all the negativity he went through, and all the pain he went through, והמקובים המרים והטרדות המרוגות שעברו עליו בעודו. And he's actually, look at all his pain and problem that he went through as a gift, because when you go into pain, that's the time that you commit a crime. כי הם הם שגרמו ויוביאו את כל הזדונות הללו. Because those are the things that cause them all those negative thing that he did on purpose. שנהפכו לו אותה למצוות ולזכויות, that turned into a merit and that turned into a מצוות. מסיבת, הערת פניו התברך המפליא פלאות, because now, when you love the creator, the shining of the face of the creator, which means הערת פנים, is shining with a full capacity. וכל צער ותרדה, and every pain and sorrow, שהעבירו אותו על דעתו, that make him crazy, נהפך ונעשה לו אותה לבחינת גרם והכנה רגילה לקיום מצווה. Become a tool to make a mitzvah. ולקבל עליה שכר גדול ונפלא לנצח. And through that, that person getting a reward, tremendous reward, forever. ונעבר לו כל צער לשמחה גדולה, and every pain he went through, become a happiness. וכל רעה לטובה נפלאה, and every bad thing, become great thing. ויש על זה משל ידוע. There is a great story that been mentioned also by רבי אשלג in the הקדמה לספר הזוהר. ליהודי אחד, it was one Jewish person, שהיה נאמן בית. He was very loyal to his owner. והאדון היה אוהב אותו. And the owner liked him. And he was the servant. And everything that that master want, that servant, that Jewish servant did. One time, the owner went away. And he left everything within a person who didn't like Jewish people. He was anti-Semitic. As a memale makom, that anti-Semitic person started to come up with story about what's wrong with that Jewish person. And he decided that it's time that everybody need to see that he's going to hit him in front of everybody 5 times. He will take his shirt or pants off so he can humiliate him. When the master came, he saw the face of that Jewish guy, sad, and he asked him what happened. And he said to him what happened. He said that he humiliated him. The owner was very upset, and he called that a person who's in charge of everything, of money, of everything, and he said, now give him, for every time you hit him, 100,000 expensive coin. The Jew took the coin, 5,000 expensive coin, and came to his home and cried. His family looked at him and said, what happened? And he told them. He said, why are you crying? You got 5,000 coin. We know it hit you. It was painful and you're bleeding. But at least you got 5,000 coin. He said, yeah, I'm crying. Why they didn't hit me? A little bit more. Because then I would get 10,000 coin or 20,000 coin. What is the lesson from this story? The lesson is righteous people always look at the pain as an opportunity of growth, as an opportunity there is rewarding there. What is wicked people? Reshaim ema marshiim et konam. Dainu shel adam v'reshaim et konam ba'anaga v'shekar lo tova chas shalom. What is a wicked person? They look at life as what's missing, what is not working, and through that they make God look bad. God look back because he's the supervisor, he's the owner. שהם מקבלים את קודרו יתברך יסורים, מקבלים מרגישים רק רע תמיד. And they receive only bad thing from what they're going through in life, and they always feel how bad it is. כמו שנאמר, נתנני אלוקים בידי לא אוכל קום. And they complain all day long. It's not that they don't go to problem, but they look at the problem only. They don't look at everything else. וארץ נתנה ביד רשע, והם עוד מרשיעים יותר, שמה שחושבים שכל בני העולם מושגחים כמותם. Not only that they look at what they don't have and what they're missing and the pain they're going through, they look at everybody else and they are think that nobody gets supervised in a positive way. That's what we call the wicked. The reason I'm laughing, because I think a lot of people, when they go through pain, have a choice. And hopefully we're all going to choose to see the blessing in everything. כי מתוך מעמקי כשהשתה מתגלה בהם השם הזה ובהבנת הדלי בטליה. And it's all happening in the heart. ולא חשוב כלל הדיבור המשובה מצדקת השכחותו התברך. It's not about the talk that you believe in God or justify God. It's what's going on in your heart when you're going through pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, money pain. בשעה שמתנגדת להרגשת כל החושים והאיברים שאינם יודעים לשקר בעצמם מאונס כמותה. A person can lie that everything is okay. It's wonderful. What do you feel in your heart? Do you feel you're blessed? Do you feel that you have everything? Then you are tzaddik. But if you feel every day what you're missing, what you don't have, unfortunately, I have to say, it's considered the level of wicked. Rasha. Ubenonim and mediocre. Those people reach the level of cause and effect or punishment the reward. They understand of all the goodness, it's give them merit to the next world to come. And they even enjoy everything that they do in this world spiritually. And they merit to understand all the negative energy that they are getting by not behaving right. And they're also feeling in the upper world and in this world what's wrong with the way they behave. And people who reach that level are no longer seen. Like a person who knows he's not going to cut his organs because he's going to cause himself a lot of pain. And a person understands he's not going to do any more negative thing because he knows the punishment, he knows the pain. This type of tshuva, this type of repentance, is repentance from fear or repentance from respect. The only reason this person is not doing bad is afraid of the punishment. And the reason he's doing good, because there is a pleasure in what he's doing. So that person is, yes, is better, is changing, but it's changing not because he's looking for a relationship to God, he's changing because he's afraid of the punishment. He's becoming better because of the reward. And they're mediocre. Why? Because what they feel divide to two. And he claimed bet kapot abosnayim. They are like watching the scale. Because when they are doing good, they realize how great is the Creator. And they are going to the merit side. But all the pain and so they went through. Loss of money, loss of relationship, loss of dear one. That's still there. That's the other side of the scale that's called kaf chova. The scale plate. You know, when you look at the scale, there's two sides. So one is merit, one is, what's chova?
Death.
Lo mavet, chovot. Death. That and married. כיוון שיש להם בית הכבוד הללו ארוחות ולא בן זו, הרי את התשובה נמצאת להם. So, because they have, one side is married, one side is חובות, that, then, depends on the scale. And specifically before Rosh Hashanah, you know, we want to be belong to tzadikim, not to benonim. הרי את התשובה נמצאת להם בין החובה ובין הזכות, ולכן נקראים בנונים. So we don't know what's going to happen to them. בשביל כך צדיקים, גמורים. But the righteous person, שזכו לתשובה מאהבה, that they do repentance from love, שזדונות נעשים להם כזכויות. They look at the negative thing they went through as an opportunity. Why did you steal money? I was hungry. Why I was hungry? Because God make me hungry. That's our tzaddik thing. God make me hungry that I will be able to take food from that person, so that person will have the merit to give. And by that, that person did tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, and become, they see good in everything. They don't see mistake. They're not capable to see a mistake. Then ikra tzadik gamur. That's called complete righteous. Shezdonot nazim lan kezukuyot hem nifkhanim shechua et kaf hachova lekaf hazchut. So all the negativity they went through, and all even the sin they did, become kaf zchut, become merit. Shekol hatzar v'yisurim, all the pain they went through, shenechkeku ba'atzmotem, that they feel it in the bones, uchuata v'nefku lezachuyot, they turn in a second lezachut. They realize that God put it in their life, not to punish them, actually to give them a gift. Can you do that? It's a question. Can you do that? Can you look at all your pain you went through today, this week, last week? Can you look at your sin that comes as a result of you going through pain? The kol tzar ve'etzev nefach letanug lifla. Ve'lachen hem nikraim tzadikim gmurim. Shem shebatzikim ha'shekotu yitbarach mulam. That's why we call them complete righteous, because they always justify this universe to be perfect in the eyes of God. V'deda, שזה סוד הנאמר בגימל אומות בריאה יצירה עשייה, שרעשייה הוא רובו רע. If you take the word of creation, formation and action, עשייה, action, is mostly bad. וכמותו מיעוט הטוב שישנו בו, מורב גם כן יחד עם הרב בלי להכירו. And even the good within עשייה, within the world of action, the good is mixed with bad. שלכן קראה אותם כאן בשם רשעים. And that's why it called them wicked. ובחינת בינוניים הם מעולם היצירה. בינוני, מדיוקר, come from the world of formation. שעולם היצירה הוא חציו טוב וחציו רע. It's half good, half bad. ובחינות צדיקים גמורים. And complete righteous come from עולם בריאה, שרובו טוב ומעוטו רע. Mostly good, little bit of bad. וגם המיעוט הרע אינו ניכר. But even that bad, you can't see it. Because righteous, even the bad, if I'm good about it. How is that work? שזכו לעבוד ולשמש מולדר או פני המלך בחלו פנימה. Because they serve the king, they serve the creator. ומגלים בכל מצווה את האור המיוחד, השאלו אותו המצווה, שלכן המצוות נקראות בשם פיקודים לשון פיקדון. They look at the מצוות, they look at the precept as a great thing. ולכן הם מתקנים קרסה לכותבי אור בציצית. That's what they put ציצית. אני שכל מצווה מגלה את האור שייך לה. Because they realize that that ציצית is tremendous. מדיוקר, are like a bull and a donkey. Why? When they grasp the concept of the mitzvot and the pleasure when doing it, they take it seriously. But they take it because the pleasure it can give them. And they do before they listen. נעשה ונשמע. אגם שלא זכר עדיין לגלות למצוות מבחינת פיקודים. שבת שברה קדושת השבת. And he didn't get that level like righteous. And when Shabbat come, they rest. Because they are bull and donkey. The wicked, they don't get nothing about God. So they put the tzitzit. They put the tefillin. There is no real havana. Not real understanding. And they are the one who say, when it say in the Torah, because God is not around me, that's why there is bad in my life. They believe actually God took a break. So they believe in punishment and reward. But they believe that those problems happen because they're not connect. Because they're not connect to God. So when they put the tzitzit, talit, tefillin, they are wrapping the persecutor in a way that the persecutor cannot kill them. So they put the talit, they put the tzitzit, they do the tefillin, they do the mitzvot to prevent the dark force not to kill them. עד שהם משלימים את מידת ההגיעה להתחזק במונעת השם יתברך, זוכים לגילו פנים ותשובה שלמה. Until they reach a level that they can see the face of God, meaning they can actually love God. So, when a person put tefillin, talit, tzitzit, from fear of not dying, he control the mekatregim. He control the persecutor. It's a level, but Tikkun HaZohar call him wicked. Benoni, when a person already tasting the flavor of doing good and the terrible flavor of doing bad. Tzaddik tastes the flavor of everything is good. They reach that level, everything is good. Something is not working, there is a blessing in it. But again, it's not what you're saying or how you look. The heart. Is your heart really believe that it's perfect?